hearty seasonal greetings and happy Friday to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA Sonny Young in Washington. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Welcome to the sunny side of sports.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
The sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports.
The sunny side of sports show.
Great show, bro. This is sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Let's stand up and give a sunny side of sports salute to Samson Omale, who delivered spicy and sportylicious reports for us throughout the year. Samson says he had a chance to talk with a couple of sports analysts about a few of the African highlights from 2017.
Jerry Udo and Deji Ogembo are both sports analysts who say African athletes did not disappoint the continent in the outgoing year.
I think one of the biggest achievements in African sport was the new CAF leadership. Removing the former leadership that stood for about 29 years before they now brought in the new leadership. I think I have to commend the new leadership of CAF. It shows that this dictatorial tendency in Africa should stop. Let me start with that one. I think that's one of the biggest positive in African football. Then the Africa Cup of Nations, we saw the Nations Cup, it was okay, but of course they were complaining about the facilities in Gabon, and I hope there will be improvement in the next Nations Cup, because Africa needs to really catch up with the rest of the world. We have to provide the very best when it comes to facilities. We saw the pitches in Gabon were very poor. Then there have also been other championships, like the African Basketball Championship. It was held this year. Nigeria did very well in both the male and female segment. The female team won the championship. The male team came second, which I think is a very positive one for Nigeria. So generally, African sports has not been bad.
Caster Semenya, through all the criticism, she was still able to get her hands on the 800-meter gold medal. And for me, I think she stands out.
Of course, this is a perfect ending. You know, we had a bronze in Tau 5, gold in 800 meters. Obviously, we the best in a 2-lap. So we quite thrilled with the performance. We happy with the PB. It's a national record. It's amazing, you know. It's all about hard work and dedication.
Speaking shortly after picking up her silver medal in the 800 meters event, Francine Niyonsaba of Burundi said she was excited at the opportunity to have a podium finish at the World Championships.
This medal, I think, it is a key for the Bruneians. All Bruneians are very happy. I knew all Bruneians were watching me, so I'm so excited.
Staying with a review of sporting events in 2017, CAF executive member and the Nigerian Football Federation president, Amaju Pinnick, has been assessing Nigeria's performance in football in 2017. The NFF president believes Nigeria's qualification for the Russia 2018 World Cup is something to be proud about.
We have now built that corporate image where people now look at us with some sense of delight, some sense of responsibility, and say, yes, they are good enough to be partnered. Football can drive the economy, like as is done in other side of the divide. It can really, truly drive the economy.
Staying with football news, Federation of Uganda Football Association, FUFA, has unveiled Desabre Sebastian as the national football coach of Uganda. Desabre resigned as the coach of Egyptian Premier League table toppers, Ismaili SC, after guiding them against El Raja in a 5-0 win on Wednesday.
I want to improve my knowledge. I want to improve the team.
Details of his new contract remain confidential. However, he is expected to earn around $25,000 per month. I am Samson Omale in Abuja, Nigeria.
Thanks, Samson, and Happy New Year. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the sunny side of sports on the Voice of America. World heavyweight boxing champion Anthony Joshua fought twice in 2017, scoring an 11th round technical knockout victory against Vladimir Klitschko on April 29th in London, and then 6 months later, stopping Cameroon-born Carlos Takam in the 10th round of their world title fight in Cardiff, Wales. Joshua Klitschko is regarded by many boxing fans as one of the best fights of the year. In this sunny side of sports highlight for 2017, I look back on the big bout at Wembley Stadium in London. Joshua knocked down Klitschko three times, including twice in the 11th round, before the referee stepped in and stopped the fight. The 41-year-old Klitschko, a longtime former world heavyweight champion, says he feels like boxing fans got their money's worth.
I think it was a good fight, and I think that audience fans did enjoy it. I wish I would have been a winner of tonight's contest, tonight's fight. AJ did a good job.
In the fifth round, it looked like AJ, Anthony Joshua, might finish the job. He knocked down Klitschko for the first time and threw his arms up. Maybe a bit too early of a celebration, the Ukrainian got up and launched a remarkable comeback. Afterwards, Anthony Joshua paid tribute to Klitschko.
He's been dominant for the last decade and a bit, as well aware of, very dominant, to say. And he took a loss against Tyson Fury. And what I kept on hearing is the obsession and the passion to get the victory. So I always knew I was going to come against the new and improved Klitschko, because sometimes from a loss you do learn from your mistakes and try and come better. So I think that he came to show what he was about, that he still had it. But I knew it was going to be tough for him to kind of show what he was about, because I wanted to do the same. I wanted to go in there and be confident. But maybe against anyone else in the division, he may have come out on top. As I said, I have the ultimate respect for him and what he's achieved inside and outside of the ring. And well done to him, because he took part. He doesn't have to fight. People say he's too old. He doesn't have to fight, but he wants to challenge the young lions of the division. So big respect to Klitschko for that as well, because it takes two to tango.
Anthony Joshua was not the only one praising Vladimir Klitschko for his performance. Associated Press boxing writer Joe DiPaolo wrote, and I quote, "Vladimir Klitschko in defeat proved mightier than he ever had in victory." In the sixth round, Vladimir Klitschko knocked Joshua to the canvas for the first time in his professional career, and it looked like he might reclaim the world heavyweight title belts. Klitschko says at that point, he thought he would beat Joshua.
He managed to get up. Respect. And, well, from that moment, I kind of felt that he's out of gas and in concentration. And he recovered, though, three rounds. I think I could have done more to finish him up, maybe, right after when he went down. But I was pretty sure that that's going to be my night, so I took my time.
AJ also called out former champion Tyson Fury after his big win. Magnus Chisholm Onwuadiwe, the humble apostle of the sunny side of sports, sent me a Facebook message from Owerri, Imo State, Nigeria. Magnus writes, "Big congratulations to Anthony Joshua for beating Vladimir Klitschko in stunning fashion." Magnus says, "I think both fighters lived up to expectations, and I think this should be the biggest achievement for Anthony Joshua in 2017. And Magnus adds, "Big kudos to both guys for keeping it simple and civil in their statements, both before and after this great fight."
This is Magnus Chisholm in Nigeria. I love listening to the Sunny Side of Sports. It's always a daily delight of listening to the Sunny Side of Sports. Once again, Magnus Chisholm in Nigeria. I'm wishing all the Sunny Side of Sports listeners all the best.
So keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help you every day. It will brighten our way. If you keep on the sunny side of life.
All right, Roy.
Let us greet with a song of hope each day.
Though the moments be cloudy or fair, let us trust in our Savior always to keep us everyone in His care. So keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help you every day. It will brighten all the way if you keep on the sunny side of life.
I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. This VOA programming note, be sure to tune in to The Sunny Side of Sports on Monday, New Year's Day, for a knockout show. I'll be chatting with our reigning prince of pugilistics, Nnamdi Hollywood Moueta, about some of the boxing highlights from 2017 and what we can expect in the ring in 2018. A New Year's Day boxing special on The Sunny Side of Sports. Please tune in. With only a few days left in 2017, our Voice of America listeners will remember this is the 75th anniversary year of the VOA's first broadcast. And with that in mind, let's listen once again to this special message from VOA Director Amanda Bennett.
"75 years ago, Voice of America made its first broadcast. Today, we broadcast in over 45 languages all over the world. We broadcast in every means that people could possibly want to receive their news and information. We use radio still. We use television. We broadcast for the web, for mobile, and if new forms of communication are invented, we'll be there too. Our mission is really, really simple. We give neutral, fair, objective, independent news and information to people who have no other access to it. And we tell America's story. And America's story is rich and full. It goes from the entrepreneurial climate of Silicon Valley, to our great universities, to health and medicine and medical advances. It's also the story of America's diaspora, the people who came here from all over the world. I started my journalistic career more than 50 years ago, and here today at Voice of America, I remember just why I became a journalist. It's such a privilege to be working here with the great men and women who are telling America's story and providing neutral news and information around the world. I'm so happy to be here at Voice of America as it celebrates its 75th anniversary, and I feel proud to welcome it into the next 75 years.
Music Time in Africa offers splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. From the classics of yesteryear to the hot tracks of the moment. I offer you what you need. Free ear therapy and mind massage. Join me, I'm Heather Maxwell, for Music Time in Africa, every Saturday and Sunday at 0900, 2000, and 2100 UTC.
Hi, I'm Francis Tiafo. You're listening to Sunny Side of Sports on Voice of America.
I encourage our VOA listeners to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America.
Our Voice of America listeners can also follow me on Twitter. My handle is @VOASunnySports. You can also follow my VOA colleague Jim Stevenson on Twitter. Jim's handle is @VOASTevenson. And Jim joins us now with a report on some of the technological advances in the sports world in 2017.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
As 2017 winds down, you may have received some sort of new tracking fitness device to help with your exercise program. As these tracking devices get smaller, more sophisticated professional sports clubs see the benefit of tracking an athlete's performance in real time. Soccer clubs in Britain are testing light, wearable braces that measure more than a dozen different parameters. Members of the West Bromwich Albion soccer team are training wearing a brace with a little pocket in the back, holding sophisticated tracking technology, as fitness coach Matthew Green explains.
Inside that unit, there is an accelerometer, a GPS unit, a magnetometer, and a gyroscope. So altogether, we get lots of different training information about that player's movements for those training sessions.
The information sent to a laptop computer at the edge of the field indicates the distance each player covers, their running speed, the number of times they change direction, rates of acceleration and deceleration, and heart rate, altogether up to 1,000 data points per second.
And that allows us to have discussions in real time with coaches in terms of how the session might be progressing. Is it as we planned? If not, do we need to maybe stay out for a little bit longer and add more training load to the players, or do we need to maybe tailor the session and look to cut it shorter than planned on paper?
Instead of relying on GPS satellites, the player's position is calculated through a system of receivers positioned around the playing field. For now, athletes wear these devices only during training, but coaches are already thinking about using them during matches.
I think as the unit evolves, you'll see it become the complete norm for them to wear it in matches as well, which at the minute is some clubs would do that, but it's not Premier League-wide.
As the margin of difference among top professional athletes is very small, having real-time data on every player may help coaches make crucial decisions during the most dramatic moments of a game. Security has been a priority at every Olympics, especially since the deadly attack against the Israeli team at the 1972 Munich Games. Technology has greatly advanced since then, and Japanese technology giant Hitachi says artificial intelligence could help spot suspicious activity. Finding and following an individual moving through a large crowd only by looking at a number of video screens requires fast processing of a huge number of factors: gender, clothes, characteristic walk, objects a person carries, and many others. Hitachi senior researcher Tomokazu Murakami says artificial intelligence does this much better than humans.
Until now, we needed a lot of security guards and people to review security camera footage. We developed this AI, or artificial intelligence software, in the hopes it would help them do just that.
The system developed by Hitachi can follow trajectories of individuals, count people, and predict where crowd congestion may occur. It can quickly scan and store pictures and characteristic behaviors of each individual, recognize if a person is sitting, running, talking on a cell phone, or carrying a piece of luggage in one moment. Security personnel do not have to watch all the screens, as the system can search 36 million images per second and alert them only if it spots suspicious behavior.
In Japan, the demand for such technology is increasing because of the Tokyo 2020 Olympics. But for us, we're developing it in a way so that it can be utilized in many different places, such as train stations, stadiums, and even shopping malls.
Researchers can use the technology not only to protect, but to spot other emergency situations, such as a person in need of medical assistance or find a missing child. The The National Football League playoffs are taking shape, but with 1 week remaining in the regular season, there's still room for teams to get in and a ton of scenarios for those with a chance. The American Conference has the New England Patriots, Pittsburgh Steelers, Jacksonville Jaguars, and Kansas City Chiefs, all extending their 2017 season by at least one more game. The National Conference has the high-flying Philadelphia Eagles, Minnesota Vikings, Los Angeles Rams, New Orleans Saints, and Carolina Panthers reaching the postseason. They're all aiming to get to and win Super Bowl 52 in Minneapolis on February 4th. And oh yes, the College Football National Championship is January 8th in Atlanta. The defending champion Clemson Tigers, Alabama Crimson Tide, Oklahoma Sooners, and Georgia Bulldogs all playing for the coveted title.
Thanks, Jim. That's my VOA colleague, Jim Stevenson. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Just ahead, some English Premier League football news, so please keep on the sunny side.
Oh, keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help you every day. It will brighten all the way if you keep on the sunny side of life. Oh, keep on the sunny side.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. In English Premier League football news, Swansea City, currently on the very bottom of the 20-team standings, has hired Carlos Carvajal as its new head coach. The 52-year-old Carvajal was given a contract through the end of the season. The Portuguese manager took over the Swans of Swansea City one day after leaving the Owls of Sheffield Wednesday, currently in England's second division. Now, Carvajal's first match in charge will be Saturday when Swansea visits Watford. Carvajal will try to steer the Swans out of relegation. Right now, they're in last place with 13 points from 20 matches. In English Premier League action Thursday, the Gunners of Arsenal maintain their push for the top four with a 3-2 victory over Crystal Palace in London. Chilean star Alexis Sanchez scored two second-half goals to spark the Gunners, who now have 37 points, 1 point behind fourth-place Liverpool. Manchester City is the runaway leader in the EPL with 58 points, 15 points ahead of cross-city rival Manchester United. Chelsea is in third place with 42 points. And that wraps up the final edition of the Sunny Side of Sports for 2017. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Skip Sisk. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington, wishing all our listeners a happy new year. I'll be back in 2018. And that's the sunny side of sports.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Since 1987, the Lord's Resistance Army terrorist group, under the leadership of self-styled prophet Joseph Kony, has waged a guerrilla war against the Ugandan government. The group's purported goal is to establish a multi-party democracy that would rule the country according to the Ten Commandments. According to UNICEF, the LRA has abducted more than 20,000 children to use as soldiers, servants, or sex slaves. Its activities in the Central African Republic, South Sudan, Sudan, and the Democratic Republic of Congo have helped to destabilize the region and contributed to the violence that has displaced over 2.5 million people. For that reason, the U.S. Treasury Department imposed sanctions on Joseph Kony and the Lord's Resistance Army in March 2016. The group finances itself in part through elephant poaching and ivory trafficking. To disrupt their revenue stream, the United States Treasury Department has imposed economic sanctions on two individuals who use the illegal ivory trade in support of the Lord's Resistance Army, pursuant to Executive Order 13667. Executive Order 13667 targets those persons who contribute to the conflict in the Central African Republic. Okot Lukwong is the LRA's intelligence officer. He oversees supply logistics and has coerced civilians to provide him with information on government forces within the region. Lukwong is in charge of selling or trading the group's hordes of ivory. Musa Hatari, a merchant by profession, has traded with the LRA since at least 2013, supplying the group with ammunition, mines, weapons, food, and other supplies. Hatari buys regularly from the LRA, has sold or traded ivory from the LRA, and has promised to trade anything the LRA wants for ivory. Treasury will continue to target armed groups such as the Lord's Resistance Army and their support networks that rely on the global ivory trade and wildlife trafficking to finance their violent campaigns, said OFAC Director Johnny Smith. The U.S. government will not tolerate the actions of those who finance destabilizing activities in Central Africa, and we appreciate the cooperation of the governments of Sudan and Uganda to degrade the threat posed by the LRA.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Hello, this is Peter Clotty, host of Nightline Africa. Please join us every Saturday and Sunday at 16 and 18 hours UTC. Nightline Africa is VOA's Africa's weekend show that provides news, features, and entertainment news about Africa and the world. Tune in, you will be glad you did. I guarantee it.
Hello, this is Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
We are always glad to have our listeners throughout Africa tuning in to our newscasts covering Africa and the world news. Tune in on top of each hour, 24/7. VOA is your trusted source of news and information.